Today on the morning show, we're going to be introducing you to those that have worked behind the scenes, renovating an old house and making it into something that can be used for the present and the future. The house is called The Willows. It's located on Highway 58, just before Ithaca. And just a little bit, we're going to hear all about how it was transformed from Lori Pizer, along with Sherry Nelson and Tara Pizer, and Shelley Maxwell will join us on today's morning show. From On Location at the Willows. Our morning show is On Location at the Willows. We look forward to telling you all about the new venue here. We have a wedding venue and a great place for people to stay, and we're going to learn all about it and the re-transformation here. Joining us is Lori Pizer, first of all. Lori, thanks for letting me get the grand tour here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Beautiful place here. Many of us have driven by it all our lives, a chance to get back here. But had you been back here much when you were younger?
Well, you know, I just lived on the road, and so I'd go by this place every single day, and this is where my relatives lived. And so I was at the house when I was small with my grandma, and my grandma was raised in the house, born and raised. And so A.D. German, who built the A.D. German warehouse, he grew up here. I don't think he was born here, but he grew up here. And so, yeah, we would like to come. I came to a wedding here. Oh, geez, how many years ago was that, Sherry? It was Donnie German's 2003. So, and they had a wedding in the shed. It looked a lot different at that time. They had a band. And so we always knew it was back here, and it was our relatives, but I didn't ever think we'd own it.
Oh, isn't that something? So whose bright idea was this of the four of you who are here?
The person that owned it, Donnie, didn't own the farm anymore, and it was John Herbst. And he was going to sell it, so he contacted my sister Sherry, who rented the land, and said, this is up for sale. Would you guys be interested? So Sherry contacted me and said, would you be interested in buying it maybe for Airbnb? So it ended up being the four of us, my daughter Tara, Sherry, and her daughter Shelley, and I.
The countless hours you put in, you probably had no idea when you started.
Oh, no.
It's going to turn into what it has, right?
No, it was we started August 1st. Donnie and Julie moved out, and August 1st, we were in tearing up carpets, just tearing it apart. And we worked every weekend and every night until probably February.
You have a little more time on your hands now, though, right?
No, because now we have the wedding venue. And we had our first guest in May for the Airbnb, and it's kind of cool. They were so excited to come here that they called about a month ago, and they want to come back this fall. So they're coming for a week in October. So that's kind of neat that our first guest already want to come back because they had such an amazing time.
So you've been booking it pretty much steady then,
yes,
it sounds like.
So almost every weekend we have been booked with the Airbnb. And so we have been working on the wedding venue most of the summer.
And that will get its first wedding coming up, right?
Yes, and that's Sherry's grandson, and that's September 27th.
That's pretty special. Yeah. Did anybody ask about it before then, or are you going to say this is
Well, I'll let Sherry talk about that.
Okay,
all right. Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited about the weddings in this building. It's turned out beautiful. We're so excited. It's a lot of work, but it'll be worth it.
Indeed. So, yeah, I've gotten the grand tour, but you could actually get lost in that house,
yes,
I think, couldn't you?
It's pretty big. It's got 5.5 bedrooms, 3 full baths, a big parlor where they used to have their dances. So it's a beautiful home. And the view, you can go up in the cupola, and you can see for miles.
The cupola, I guess part of the history was to watch the workers.
Yeah, they raised hops, and so they'd go up there and watch the hops workers. And there's also some other stories about that cupola that I'll let Sherry talk about.
Uh-huh. We'll get into that a little bit. But, right down to the detail, all the railings had to be up to code.
Yes,
and
yes. That was a lot of work and a lot of planning.
Yeah. A real testament to the builders of the house, because a house of this vintage, not many of them are still standing, are they?
No. So it started in 1867, and it took them 20 years to build. So it's a very old home. And the basement, it was a drive down through basement where they stored the tractor, mm-hmm, in the basement, so that's pretty cool.
Keep it out of the cold,
yeah,
or whatever. So,
right.
And a lot of, the house was spring-fed, and, you know, as a lot of houses were then.
Yeah,
so.
right.
When you walk in, what's, the proudest piece or your favorite room? Do you have one?
Actually, the whole upstairs. I just think that's so beautiful. The sun comes in those big windows in the evening and lights up the cupola, and the floor is beautiful up there. I just love the upstairs.
And you have some of the original floor upstairs,
yes,
too.
Yes, in the hallway. Mm-hmm. That was all sanded and polished, and that's a really nice floor. We wish that all the floors looked like that, but the flooring wasn't that well.
We need to give some credit to some of your workers as well, and your hubby Joe, he put in a few hours.
Yes, he put in lots of hours, and Larry put in lots of hours, and Tara's husband came up, and Shelly's man came over, and we put in a lot of man hours.
It was a family venture, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was. Yes.
Well, we hope people will come out and see it. Do you give tours if somebody wants to
see
it?
Yes, absolutely. They can call us anytime, and we'll give a tour if, you know, we don't have guests here. Like, the weeknights are probably the best.
Mm-hmm. How's the best way to book?
You can call me at 608-475-0011.
All right. Lori, thanks for coming over and being our guest here.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Lori Pizer joining us here on WRCO's Morning Show from the Willows. We're on location. We'll have more in a moment. Sherry Nelson is our guest on WRCO and the Morning Show. So last year you had the farm breakfast for Richland County here, and then right after that you started building a house. I mean, 2024 was kind of a busy year for you, wasn't it?
It has been a busy year. So indeed, you know, that the whole thing started with that we have rented the land over here at the German farm for like probably 12 or 14 years. And when it came up to the owner said, you know, are you guys interested in buying it? And Larry and I were very interested in the land. There was another party that wanted the house, and so it was offered to him, and he didn't take it. And so Larry and I thought, oh gosh, we can't do the land and the house. But from where we milk cows in the morning and we look over here, I mean, this is all we can see is this great big house. And we just thought, oh my gosh, you know, if we don't do it, he was going to sell it. He was going to list it in Chicago. And we thought we will be absolutely sick if we don't. And so that's when I contacted my sisters and I said, you know, if we try to make it into an Airbnb, are you in? Are you in? Are you in? And so Lori and I and then our two daughters. So it's family, and it's been a lot of fun and a lot of work, but it is certainly going to be well worth it.
It's your family history, and so it goes back. You were in here as a youngster, I'm sure, weren't you?
Oh, I was. When the Germans had their sale, I came over here, and my grandma had bought the player piano that was in here and then donated it to the German warehouse. Somewhere along the line, it's come up missing, but it's kind of interesting that she had given me a stool that was with it. And so after we got the house and we had another piano in here, it matched perfectly. And I said, it's time for that piano stool to come back home. So it is there at the piano. So it's just a lot of history. The cupola, it's amazing that when people come here that they always say, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to get up into the cupola. And so, you know, we've been gracious to give people, you know, a tour, and it is amazing the sight that you can see from there. Many stories, you know, like Lori said, that they raised hops here, and they watched the owners watch the workers in the fields. But we have been asked by several different people whether this was part of the Underground Railroad. And they said that three different people have said that they have heard that it was. So that's kind of a unique history point. And then the other thing is that they said that they used to watch for Indians at the Willow Creek. And where Larry and I farm, that is the east side of the creek, that we do find the arrowheads and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know whether the time frame is quite right, but it's a great story. And then one of the veterinary, Mike Bradford, had said to me, he said that was the widow's walk. He said, is why they had those. And he said the women waited for their soldiers to come home from the war. And so we have a really neat picture that's there of a young woman, and her husband has the Confederate outfit on, and so it just kind of fits kind of perfect. The other story that we have been told is that they had a lot of hooch here and that they watched for the revenuers to come up this long driveway so that they could, I don't know, hide the hooch or whatever you want to say. But anyway, Lori and I say that we can say anything that we want because there's nobody back here that can disagree with what story we're telling.
There you go. If the walls could talk.
The walls could talk,
right.
Yes.
You have a book that goes along when your people come to stay and things like that. It's very interesting. But there is a picture on the porch, which has been restored, and A.D. German is in the picture.
Yes, right? He is. And so it was funny that we had one of my friends came here, and we were standing there, and I had showed her the picture, and she said, my gosh, she said, it's almost kind of creepy. She said that we're standing in the exact same place that those people did, you know, all those years ago. And, I mean, the porch looks just the same. The whole house looks just the same. So, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, that it has withstood all this years of time and looks, you know, so solid.
Many years ago, I did a trivia a game in Ithaca, and one of the questions was famous building in Richland Center named after someone who grew up on Highway 58. And I don't think anybody got it right. You know, everybody's guessing Crosscup. Oh. And, you know, so maybe this puts maybe a little bit more attention of where A.D. German came from, right?
Well, we're hoping that it does. I mean, we've kind of been in cahoots with the A.D. German warehouse people, and so we're trying to, you know, scratch their back a little bit, and hopefully they're doing the same for us. So that's kind of a unique thing. So another thing that I want to make a point of is the book that was written about Richland Center with the poisoning of Richland County, after Dr. Mitchell, after Rose was no longer here, he married Minnie German, who was born and raised in this house. So that's kind of a unique history thing. And actually, Rose herself, her family farm was where Larry's and my farm is. So, and back in the day, you went to town over the hill there. And so there's a lot of history that is there that's kind of unique. So the book is kind of cool to me because it does have a lot of stuff that I can relate to.
In the house, one of the first things that you see as you walk in is the huge front room, and they used to have dances there. And I mean, I think that was fairly common back in those days, but it's a large room.
Well, the Germans love music, and so they have that player piano and would have family dances or community dances. And it's kind of funny that Don, who was the last person that lived here, he loved to dance. And if anybody's listening out there, they may know Don German that loved to dance. And so this is kind of his dream, to have a dance place here. So we're hoping that he's happy with what we've done.
What's your favorite part of the house, most proud part?
I'm like Lori. I do love the upstairs. It just worked out so well for a Airbnb that each, you know, you have the hallway and you can get into every room from the hall. You don't have to go through one room to get to the next. I guess it's probably just the history part of it, you know, that it was our great-great-grandfather that came here. You know, it gives us great pride that you know, we've restored it, and hopefully the legacy lives on. So.
Well, as we mentioned, you have a grandson that will be, he and his bride will be the first to be married here in the new venue. That's got to be a proud moment, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. They actually had a different venue picked out, and after he knew that we were going to do this, he said, we may change our mind. And we did all of the renovation on the house first, and we started the wedding venue probably, maybe 2 months ago, girls? And it was kind of scary thinking, you know what, we might not get this done, and I will be a bad grandma if we don't have this done for the wedding. But it's come along very quickly, and so I think we're going to be well set and ready to go. So I'm so excited for him to be the first one that gets to have a wedding here.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about the venue and the wedding thing in a little bit here. But Sherry, thanks so much for inviting me over.
Thank you for having us on the radio, Phil.
And just so people know, I made it up to the cupolo all by myself,
too. He did. He only banged his head once.
One time is all I banged my head.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. We'll have more coming up. Tara Peiser is our guest next in line, and part of the family that's running the Willows here. We're on location for the morning show today. Tara, this had to be a good bonding moment for you and your mom and your aunts and your grandmas and everybody else, right?
Yeah, it's hard because I moved away, in the Madison area, so it was kind of nice to come back, and I've seen them more in the last year or so than I probably have for a very long time, so it was nice to work on something together.
When you got the call, were you like all gung-ho, or were you a little bit apprehensive about working on this?
Oh, no, I was all about it. I've always been intrigued by this property. I've always thought the house was beautiful, and so when the opportunity presented itself, I was all in.
So you're kind of in charge of the marketing, and it sounds like it's gone pretty well, right? It kind of markets itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've learning Airbnb and how that whole thing works was a process. But I run the Airbnb, the website, the social media, but it's gone really well.
And we're set up here in the shed, which is going to house the first wedding coming up in September. But it's really transformed. How many can you have in this shed, full capacity?
About 300. That's what we're hoping for. So it's a big space, and we're hoping that some couples will be able to fill it up.
And if they book it, they book the house at the same time, correct?
Yeah. So if there's a wedding at the Willows, they'll get the property Friday through Sunday, and their wedding party or family or whoever they want can stay in the house, and it can roughly hold about 12 people. But if they want to bring air mattresses or whatever, they're welcome to do that too. So it's kind of a nice opportunity to just kind of set up home base for a weekend and entertain everyone that they love and just know that they're taken care of without having to worry about traveling back and forth and where to get ready and all that stuff.
Everybody has their own quarters when they're getting ready for a wedding, because you've got such a big house there. The bride and the bridesmaids can be, like, in the same house, and nobody even knows they're there, right?
Yeah, they actually have their separate entrance if they want, so they can totally be secluded from everybody else, which is a nice feature.
That is. So I'm guessing you got a lot of photos on Facebook and where people can check it out then?
Yeah. You can follow us at The Willows 1867. And we have Facebook, Instagram, and our website. And if you just type in The Willows 1867, you should be able to find it.
Is it booking out pretty well for the next few months and through the next year?
For weddings, we have a few weddings scheduled for next year. So if you're thinking about it, please contact us now because we have been getting some interest. And then the Airbnb, we've been booked up. So again, if you want just the house, you have to go through Airbnb.com. But if you do want the wedding venue and the house, you can call us or email us.
I'm guessing that there's a real need for this because it's hard, if you decide to get married, you start looking at venues, and they book up quite a ways ahead of time, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We've had people show interest for 2027 already, so I think it's there's definitely a need out there, and people like to plan ahead.
You got into the nitty-gritty, the dirt and knocking down stuff and plaster and everything like that. It was a labor of love, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely for all of us. Everyone's put in a lot of work, including the rest of our family, to help us. It's been a lot of work, but a good time, and we're all still getting along.
You showed me some before and after pictures, too. It's just, it's amazing how you transformed some of those things. When you were working, it probably seemed like it was never going to end, right?
Yeah, there was definitely times where I think we all asked ourselves, what did we get ourselves into, or is the lights at the end of the tunnel? We keep saying that. But it's all coming together, and so this fall when Zach gets married here, it will probably really hit us that we actually accomplished it.
I was just taken up by all the antiques, and I'm told that people your age don't necessarily gravitate toward antiques, but do you have a love for that kind of thing and the history that you have in this house?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So a lot of the marketplace finds that we did find were around the Madison area, so I would get a call from my mom at whatever hour saying, hey, tomorrow you need to go pick this up, and it might be 30, 40 minutes away, but here you go. So I was kind of the gopher running around and grabbing things in the Madison area and bringing them back, but they also found some things around here. We found a lot at the Wanakee garage sales, but it's so interesting to see these pieces of history and bring them into our historical home, and it's hopefully people can make more memories with these pieces.
Isn't it amazing how they seem to fit together too? Things that maybe weren't originally together seem to fit, right?
Yeah, we were a little nervous there for a bit, but we stored a lot of the pieces in Sherry's shed, and we were kind of placing things at one point, like, okay, these might be able to go in one room and this might go, so we were kind of arranging it to see what we still needed in each room, but surprisingly, it all worked out.
Any ideas for another venture, putting up another house, or this is it, one and done?
for right now, this is it. I think we need a break.
No doubt. What about the house? Is there a part of it, a place where you're most proud of?
Honestly, I love the porches. There's three porches on the house, and I'm so jealous of the people who get to stay here because we haven't had an opportunity yet. But at night or the sunset, the view is just stunning. And so just being able to sit out on the porch and relax is something that I love.
I was going to ask you about that. Why don't you, your family, just, okay, we're going to book this weekend and we're going to stay here.
We just haven't gotten around to it yet.
You got every opportunity to do it here before it gets really busy,
yep.
It seems like. So, people, it's on Highway 58, very easy to find. A lot of people have probably driven by here millions of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just look it up. And I'm guessing that, you could give some tours if somebody's interested.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. If you give us a heads up, we can definitely accommodate.
Great. Good to have you on here, Tara.
Thank you.
You bet. Tara Pizer joining us. We're live from the Willows here on WRCO's Morning Show. Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. We are glad to have you along for this portion. We're talking about the Willows, and joining us is Shelley Maxwell. This is certainly a beautiful place. Thanks for inviting me again. We're outside. It just is so gorgeous, the surroundings here. Kind of a natural amphitheater. What makes you proud of this when you look around here on the outside?
Well, first of all, thank you for coming and giving us this opportunity to kind of put this on air and give us a shout out here, I guess. But yeah, this property is, I've always been a country girl, so this property is just absolutely stunning. Everybody who comes back here, they had no idea, you know, that it opens up like this and, you know, the rolling hills, the beautiful farmland. It's just gorgeous. It's something you really have to come back and see to really appreciate it.
You have the barn wall out here. You've kind of utilized that.
Yeah. So there was some interesting things that we found as we were tackling this project. One was an old barn that had a lot of things that we dug up from it, but we did choose to leave the rock formations, and we were able to kind of use it as a landscape area. And my mom is really good with flowers, so she, of course, had a knack for developing that into like a little garden area. We added some concrete and a pergola as well, so it's a really neat little, you can sit out there at night, or you could choose to get married under that pergola. So that old historic barn serves a purpose now. So we're glad we kept it. We kind of wondered if we should or not, but it really turned into something beautiful.
There's another old shed out there as well, and your mom was telling me that's where they used to weigh the tractors for the Ithaca tractor
pull. Yes.
There's a scale in there, but you've kept that building.
Yes. So that building, we have some work to do on that yet. That might be kind of a winter project. That we hope to kind of turn into like a man cave. So as we've talked before, the bridesmaids and the bride will probably want to be in the house getting ready, and we're hoping to turn this granary, which it has original woodwork on it, some barn board. It's kind of a neat looking rustic kind of feel to the property. But if we can kind of turn that into a groomsman suite, a man cave, I can just envision, maybe a pool table and, a place for the guys to get ready to. We can't forget about them.
Looking around, one of the things you see from the road is you've cleared the trees. You can see this beautiful rock formation.
Yes.
Up on the hill.
Yes. So this little sliver of land is like 7 acres, and it's kind of runs up the driveway and kind of shoots up to the top of the hill a little ways. And yeah, there's some beautiful rock formations that were just naturally there that were kind of buried in the hillside. We all got our hands dirty. Actually, I can't even say I got my hands dirty at that project. That was more of the guys. They cleared out a lot of trees and just exposed these rocks. And now we have it kind of as a lookout point. A beautiful picture opportunity. Maybe you could get married up there. I'm not really sure yet. There's a little bit of work to do on it yet. But the sunsets up there are just incredible. If you're ever at this property, it's worth a walk or a four-wheeler trip to the top of it because it's pretty neat.
If you're a photographer and you can't find a premium spot around here to get a good shot, you probably should give it up.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, actually, we've even had some people come here for their graduation pictures already. Like I said, the granary has some really neat barn wood on it. Sometimes when the sun sets and hits on that building, it's just the most beautiful backdrop for pictures. Anywhere on this property, honestly, is just, it's gorgeous. I can't wait for fall and the trees to start turning colors back here and the corn to kind of dry down, and it's just going to be gorgeous.
You learned a lot about your family history doing this project, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I'm not much of a history buff, so I've learned a lot, you know, of course, generations ago, but I'm also learning a lot about us as a family as well, you know, and just bringing us together. There's been, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, all that go along with it in the last year here, but we've really just turned this thing into something just unreal.
Getting back to the house, I ask everybody else this, but is there a favorite part of the house?
Yeah, well, they kind of stole all my spots, but it's very grand back here. I mean, I just love how the valley opens up. And to go along with that, I guess when you open the double doors to the home, you know, you have this beautiful staircase that we kind of refinished and added. And so that's kind of a grand appearance of the house. The porches, the back porch, overlooking the backyard. And up towards the wedding venue. It's just beautiful. You know, grass is green, and we put a lot of hours into mowing. My uncle and my mom do most of the mowing here. I think actually between Ithaca and basically Highway 14, my uncle and my mom probably mow, I mean, hours and hours of roadside. So the roads look so good, you can only imagine what this place looks like back here because they are pretty particular people.
We've talked about the past. We've talked about the present. How do you see this down the road?
Yeah, well, hopefully busy. Yeah, we're hoping for more weddings to book out. I think just we kind of joked last night, my mom and I, you know, you think about the movie Field of Dreams, and if you build it, they will come. So hopefully that's kind of what happens here with this property. I think we need to get a couple under our belts and for people to see some pictures and some success here. And I really look forward to this thing taking off. And yeah, I think it's going to be great.
That's a good idea. Plant less corn and you could have a ball field
out
here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that might work.
We could turn it into a lot of things, but we're hoping for the wedding venue to take off here.
Yeah, well, we hope people will check it out. I mean, you know, not just weddings, but you can have graduation parties, a lot of things
here
too.
Yeah, so
right?
Ideally, of course, we'd like to book out for weddings, but yeah, we could host some smaller events as well, graduation parties, you know, proms, class reunions, you name it, baby showers, all that type of thing. So yeah, it's really, the possibilities are endless here if it's not booked. So
A family reunion. I mean, if you have
Absolutely.
A large family and they're coming from a long ways
that's
away,
a great idea.
It'd be perfect for that.
Yep. Lots of yard to roam around in and, just spread out. And, we've got a couple areas for fire pits, outside of the wedding venue. We even have a patio area where we're hoping to maybe have like some beanbag toss stuff, you know, that, as the music's playing. We have two large garage doors that are glass, that are beautiful, that will open up and just really make it a really fun party. Lots of lights. So if you can envision just, you know, just picturesque things here.
So. It's called the Willows. Did it take long to come up with the name? Or?
Well, the Willow Creek, of course, runs nearby. And we joke because whoever plants a willow tree, right? They're kind of a messy tree, but I mean, they're beautiful and majestic. But we did plant 3 willow trees here last year just to kind of get them going. But typically, I think we named it after kind of the Willow Creek.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And the house, your mom told me a story about somebody noticing the house. They'd been by it. They recognized it. They knew what it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think everybody can kind of see what's down this lane. You know, it's a long gravel driveway. And I think curiosity, people are always kind of like, what's back there? So we welcome you to come back and check it out. As long as, you know, there's not guests and stuff to disrupt people's stay, we have to be respectful of that. But if you'd like to book a tour, we'd be more than willing to meet you out here and give you a tour. We're very proud of it. So
you should be.
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for coming along today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the tour too. I didn't even have to pay for it.
You
so
bet.
Thanks a lot. Shelley Maxwell earlier, we had Sherry Nelson. We had Lori Pizer. We had Tara Pizer, and we hope people will stop out. Check it out online. The Willows. It's been a pleasure to be here for the morning show.